Comedy Festival without Ross Noble.
Oh, hi.
Ross, welcome.
It's lovely to be here.
It's so good to be here, although something has just happened in the studio that we're going to have to explain to you.
Does it involve the fact that I've been to a lot of radio stations? Why do you have, quite a lot of, are you a germaphobe? You have quite a large bottle of hand sanitizer.
No, do you want me to actually tell you the real reason?
I'd love to know.
Because I go out the balcony and have a smoke.
Right.
So I come back in and just get the smell off so the guys have to smell it.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah.
I did not have you down as a metrosexual. I thought he seems to have some sort of a large amount of lube of some description. I thought, good Lord.
Do you know what,
I mean, you're quite a broad man, but I didn't think that you'd like literally can't get through the studio doors. Fetch the lube. And then just on the shoulders. Woof,
I've got a pretty
in.
Big head, so I'm surprised right. I actually get through the door.
But he's such a metrosexual, Ross. He not only... No, you don't mind me telling Ross this, that he doesn't even wear aftershave. He wears women's perfume.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
It smells better.
What a delightful thing to find out. Do you... you're not even tempted by Johnny Depp Savage?
No.
You're not Savage.
The only...
Savage, Johnny. Savage.
Only male fragrance I wear is Tom Ford, because it's a very nice smelling fragrance.
Tom Ford.
Beautiful smell. Yeah.
Thought you could see a tomfoolery there.
No, Tom Ford. And everything Tom else Ford. Is female.
Right.
Because it smells better.
Yeah, it's nice there.
And
it's
all the
Tom,
lads...
Tom Ford's actual fragrance. Not the smell of Tom Ford.
No. The actual Tom Ford.
The actual Tom Ford.
He's had a hard day designing. He smells of sweat and pencils.
And I get all the lads come up and go, geez, you smell good because I've got female perfume on. But they don't know.
I wonder what female perfume... Because the Johnny Depp one freaks me out because... Sorry, we'll get to the thing. Johnny Depp, have you seen the advert? It's just him burying stuff in the desert. He's digging away and he's putting stuff in the ground. And I just think, I don't want to smell like that. I don't want to smell like a man who's like involved in some sort of mafia hit.
My go-to is Armani Code. For females, it's in a nice blue bottle. It's beautiful. It's like a floral. It's really nice. Yeah.
It's wow. I get
a lot of hits from it.
My wife the other day said to me, she said, "Do you have any deodorant?" And she was asking because she needed some. She didn't. I know I'm English, and I said, "Do you have deodorant?" And I said, "Yeah, have this." And it wasn't until she sprayed it on that I revealed it was Lynx Africa. she was not happy.
Well, I don't like it.
Smell like a teenage boy.
Yeah, I don't like the deodorant because when I spray it under, you know, it gets the white sort of powdery thing and it falls off all the time.
Oh, I see.
It's awful.
Because you always dress in all in black, Tom Ford. And it's just the powder on the...
No, I spray the aftershave under there.
Right.
I don't wear deodorant at all.
Oh, I see.
I'm all over aftershave.
But there's no antiperspirant quality to that.
Well, I don't smell. I smell amazing.
Oh, here we go.
I see. So there's no sweat involved whatsoever.
No, I don't do anything to sweat.
Good Lord.
Hey, as much as I've loved perfumery chat with Ross Noble...
it's Quaffer Corner.
Should we play a song and come back? Because, we've covered off a bit on perfume.
Yeah, Ross, can you stick around? Because we'll after this...
Tell us what's happened in
the... He just looked at his watch and was like, hang on a second, I've got things on.
I tell you what, we might even mention Ross's new show, El Hablador at the Palais Theatre, April 10 through 14. We'll come back and chat. For tickets, you can head to Ticketmaster.com.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Ross Noble, we've got the new show El Hablador at the Palais Theatre, Fif.
Ross, right, you're still in the studio.
Yeah, I am, yes.
El Hablador. I just love saying
Which
it. Which
does
name
sound
of your show.
A bit like one of his perfumes to me. El Hablador.
By Brendan Favola.
I'm going to bring my own out, I reckon.
You probably do.
Favola's actually quite a good... Yeah. Sorry,
I love you because Fifi's been trying to talk for 15 minutes and she hasn't said a word. It's killing her.
Favola's it's more of an olive oil, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm Italian.
Yeah. Yeah, no, well, obviously, yeah. But... it's a favola, like, you know, for the... If you don't want the heavy oils...
You go the favola.
Favola.
Yeah, good boy, good boy.
He's a good boy.
I don't even really want to talk.
Do you put... I bet you put olive oil on your hair, is that...
No, I used to put lemon.
Lemon.
Yeah, lemon.
This is incredible. Why? Please tell me that this is a regular feature. You're grooming...
I talk a lot of crap
Oh, you're not
on here, but I actually do that when you're a kid. Because I had the black hair. I used to go the lemon, but it only works with people with blonde hair.
Although you do have a lovely citrus fresh smell about you.
Yeah, I
do. You know what I mean?
Smell.
Yeah, the blonde hair makes you go blonde, whereas yeah, if you've got dark hair...
It doesn't work.
Yeah. But are you... Because I'm going... Look at the...
I'm going grey,
the
yeah.
grey's coming through. Yeah. But I'm excited about it. I know a lot of blokes have been, oh, I'm not sure about that. Because of my long locks, I reckon I've got about 5 years and I look like a wizard.
Yeah. Don't worry, I've seen George Clooney and he's ticking boxes.
With a long... Like that.
Yeah, I'm
looking
similar.
I'm looking forward to just going, none shall pass. Do you know what I mean? Which I actually saw, funny, I saw that in a, sorry, I know you've
no,
got
you
your
keep going, keep going.
People get there.
There's a, I went to see The Hobbit in a big IMAX in London, and right before it started, there was three empty seats. It was absolutely packed. There was three empty seats, and these three guys turned up late, right? One dressed as Gandalf, right? And two dressed as hobbits. Now, if you're going dressed up as the film, you've got to get there
early.
These three fellas, he came in, and you could just tell. And not clearly, one of the hobbits was late, and Gandalf wasn't happy. And like they were right in the front and centre. They obviously booked their seats for us right front and centre. And they walked in like that, and the whole IMAX turned and looked at them. And Gandalf went, "Excuse me," and a bloke just went, "None shall pass." And the whole place, there was a big laugh and a round of applause. And he went, "Yes, I will. I've got an umbrella." And he did. He brought an umbrella.
Because they would have had to book those tickets about 2 years prior to get the front row. You know what time it starts.
Exactly, yeah.
Get there early.
Yeah, but the trouble is, though, I think he's probably, they probably came on the tube and one of them got his long, the hair, the foot hair of a hobbit. It's got that stuck in an escalator.
Well, let's no. Boxy.
Okay.
No, sorry, yes,
hey, Ross,
go on, yes.
No, Ross, will you hang around? Not next.
All week on the show.
Ross Noble is here for the next couple of months. It's Ross's new show, El Hablador, at the Palais Theatre, April 10th through 14th. For tickets, head to Ticketmaster.com. And Ross will be here for a while yet. It's
the
Fox.
Yeah, so up next, more Ross. I've got a question to ask.
Yeah, ask me that question.
Here we go. Fifi, Feb and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Fifi has a question for Ross Noble, who is in the studio. Ross Noble, one of our favourite comedians. This is Fifi, Feb and Byron on The Fox.
Just before you ask it.
Oh. Do you know what, Ross?
Not again. Have you ever put your toes in a guava? It's very good for your cuticles.
What's really unfortunate I'm going to tell you is redundant now because after 20 minutes, see, just before you walked in here about 25 minutes ago, we had just consumed a block of this Cadbury's caramel chocolate.
Right.
Now, I don't know whether you know.
I've just tried some outside.
Yeah.
There's mountains of it.
I know, because it's gone. It's a big viral thing. They're being sold. You can't, I paid $150 for a block of it because you can't get it.
The two words that you don't want to hear together is confectionery and viral. Do you know what I mean? What?
Yeah.
Good God. I've literally just arrived in the country,
so I'm not aware.
Up on what's happening.
They've got this special edition, but it's gone off the shelves so fast.
Caramel.
Yeah, it's like milk chocolate, the white one, but with a caramel flavour. Yeah.
A golden blend of caramelised white chocolate.
A portmanteau words, that's what that is. There you go.
There we go, it is a portmanteau.
Portmanteau. This is special edition
chocolate. Yeah, I got it.
Yes, but what's happened is, Ross, we've consumed a block of it, and now we can't talk, and we're really speaking fast. The sugar has really affected our synapses in our brains.
Right.
But now after 25 minutes of you talking, I think I've calmed down.
Yeah, but I had some outside.
So that's what happened.
So what, this is $150.
This block here is $150. I bought it off Jess, one of our listeners.
Or you could just go downstairs and pay $3. But it goes off the shelf so quick, so people are going on eBay and selling it.
They fill it up on a Monday at the supermarket. Yeah. It goes off the shelves, and then eBay and Gumtree, just everyone floods it.
People are addicted to it.
So as well, people like flying it in from like Colombia.
Colombia, yeah.
Wow. Oh, the great thing about smuggling chocolate in, very easy to Because it melts so easily. It's not like, you know, like the drugs, you put it in certain orifices. Do you know what I mean? Sure. That'll just melt.
You've just come from the airport and the custom dogs, they don't know what to do. It's throwing them off the scent.
Yeah. You have one licking for a long time. It's literally the dogs there just going, this is the best ever.
Oh, Ross, I reckon the best advert for your show is probably the chat we've had. Obviously, this is the one you want to go to. Ticketmaster.com, mate, for your show. You're doing 4 nights at the Palais here in Melbourne, so that's pretty cool.
Oh, it's lovely. I love it. It's one of my favourite venues in the world.
Unreal.
So, yes. When is it? April?
10 till 14th. It's your gig.
I can't wait. When is it?
I know, but I've got other gigs as well.
It's in April.
So I just want to make sure. Yeah, it's in April. Book your tickets online. Yeah.
We're coming.
Yeah, I certainly hope so.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Excellent. Yeah, I like to look down and just see you two just filling yourself full of chocolate. People even crying with laughter, just literally tears running down their face, just going, blimey, Ross is on form tonight. And the people will be going, I'm not crying with laughter. Basically, this bloke's got lemon in his hair and it's burning my eyes.
Right.
Is it a man or is it a lady? A blind fella will be there going, this lady smells delicious.
You'll be able to smell me coming in and I'll be late dressed as a caramel milk.
There we go. Good stuff.
We are marvellous. I can't wait.
Ross Noble, we can't wait to see the show. For tickets, Ticketmaster.com for Ross Noble's El Hablador at the Palais Theatre.
Fifi, Feb and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Feb, we may have dodged a bullet. Remember the other day we were supposed to be interviewing David Duchovny?
Yeah, I was looking forward to that.
So was I.
Californication.
Yeah, Californication, The X-Files. He's here in Melbourne because he's his band. He's a musician. I didn't even know.
Everyone is.
I know.
These days.
Exactly.
Tim James.
Yeah, Tim James, the brother of Scotty James, who produces our show here. He's apparently
a
musician.
I think they're called the Beauforts.
But anyway, David Duchovny, we weren't able to speak to him the other day. There was a clash.
Too busy jamming.
It was very busy. But it might have worked in our favour because he was on Sunrise yesterday. And poor Sam Armitage, I saw... If you've been in an interview, which the three of us in this studio are, you know when an interview's not going well. You can feel the vibe of the person. There's a look in their eye of disdain and that they hate you, and you go, oh, this is killing me.
Who is this young pleb?
Yeah, why are they?
I don't want to be here.
The I don't want to be here eyes can destroy an interview, but that was what was going on for
like
Sam
this?
And Koshy yesterday.
Looks a bit like that.
It's a bit like how you look most mornings. Yes. Yes.
Very visual.
So this was Sam interviewing David Duchovny on Sunrise.
How much longer do you reckon you can do The X-Files for? Do you want to do it for?
I don't know.
So you just keep going?
You say that like it's a bad thing.
Do I? No, I don't mean it like it's a bad thing.
You're going to just keep going?
No, but do you, like, 25 years, or do you just...
You make it sound worse and worse.
Oh, Koshy.
I know, it was so awkward.
He wasn't helping,
was
he?
Koshy wasn't
doing.
Helping.
Yeah, but I know what Sam was doing, but David's been offended, thinking, well, you make it sound like I'm this old man that should stop doing it. Oh, and then it just got even worse.
How many times do you reckon you've been asked in your career, do you believe in aliens?
50 million.
And do you?
I'm not going to answer that right now.
Really?
No.
So maybe you do?
I've probably answered it a million times, so...
Oh, come on.
And I've given 500,000 yeses and 500,000 noes.
Oh, so you just shake it up a bit.
Yeah. I just don't know.
Oh, nothing better than Koshy's awkward, nervous laugh. I know that laugh.
In Sam's defence, sometimes us Aussies are a bit quirky, and I don't think the internationals sometimes get our humour.
No.
Right.
Because I think she was just trying to have fun.
Sam's working hard.
Yeah,
trying
and
to
he's
make,
just going, nah.
But also, they're often tired, you know, they're jet-lagged. You've sometimes got to tiptoe around them, and it made me think, you know what, Fev?
Oh, yes.
That's not the first awkward interview that's rolled around in this world of interviewing.
List them
Why
up.
Why don't I pop together a little list?
Thank you, Dave Thornton. So, 7:30. Wow, so there's worse interviews than that?
Yeah, I've got a little list. I've got four. Now, coming in at number four, this was a few years ago, Kate Waterhouse, Gay Waterhouse's daughter, lives in Sydney, and she was doing some interviewing as a fashion editor for the Sun Herald at the time, and she interviewed Christina Hendricks. Now, you might know her as the curvilicious redhead on Mad Men, and she's also in a new television show actually
coming
out soon. curvilicious. She's divine. She's gorgeous. Beautiful. But I think she's probably had a very... See, me as a curvy girl, I love that there's a woman like that and in the spotlight. And I think that's what Kate was sort of getting at when she kept saying the words full-figured to Christina.
So you have been an inspiration as a full-figured woman. What is the most inspiring story that you can remember where you've inspired someone?
I'm sorry.
Yeah. So you've been known as an inspiration for women as being a full figure. What is the most?
I mean, you just said it again.
Oh. I mean, Christina's going, you're just calling me fat. Can you please stop calling me that?
Kate's very, very slight as well, which one of...
Yeah.
That's all.
Anyway.
You should have gone with a curvilicious.
Curvilicious. anyway, that was particularly awkward. Then in at number three, John Cusack, great American actor.
Legend.
You know him from lots of legendary movies like Why Are They Escaping Me?
All the cult 80s ones that he did.
Johnny K.
Yeah, he's brilliant. Anyway, he was being interviewed and unfortunately she mistook him for Kevin Spacey, of course, the star of American Pie.
I wouldn't want that now.
Can I just point out, this was well before all the allegations came out about Kevin Spacey. So this interview's from a few years ago.
Here we go. I'm missing class right now.
You are?
And my film class.
And it's so funny because they're watching American Beauty today and analyzing it.
American Beauty?
Mm-hmm.
What's funny about that?
You were in that.
No, I wasn't.
American Beauty?
Nope.
Ouch.
Ouch. Really
and you can Google that. I mean,
then in at number two, it got worse for a reporter, this guy Sam Rubin. He was interviewing Samuel L. Jackson. Now, he was asking him about a Super Bowl commercial he was in, but unfortunately...
This is one of the best boxing.
It wasn't Samuel L. Jackson in the commercial. It was Lawrence Fishburne.
Working for Marvel, the Super Bowl commercial. Did you get a lot of reaction to that Super Bowl commercial?
What Super Bowl commercial?
Oh, you know what? My mistake.
I'm not Lawrence Fishburne.
That's my fault. Oh, I know that. That was my fault. My mistake. You know what?
We don't all look alike.
You're
we may be all black and famous,
you
but
are
we all
guilty.
Don't look alike.
That's not fun.
This is going to be amazing. Number one.
Yeah, this one is, well, Bev, I'm calling it. In terms of massive stuff-ups on live television, this takes the absolute cake. Picture this. BBC television studios in the UK, arguably the biggest television studios there. A cab driver has walked into reception, sat down because he's picking up a client.
Yep.
He's a cab driver, drives taxis. Yeah. Somebody, a producer walks out and assumes he's the next interview guest. So a taxi driver is walked into the studio, sat down and then asked questions live on air. They have no idea what they're talking about. Here is a cab driver being interviewed.
Well, Guy Cuny is the editor of the technology website News Wireless. Hello, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Were you surprised by this verdict today?
I'm very surprised to see this verdict to come on me because I was not expecting that. When I came, they told me something else and I'm coming. You got an interview there, so it's a big surprise anyway.
He's very surprised to be on television.
I've never heard that before. How long did that go on for?
Maybe another minute or two, and she's just wrapped it up and realised you're not the editor of that magazine.
Wow. So BBC's got their very own Tim James.
Yeah. She's got a
lift this morning. Fifi, Feb and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Now, we all know there are some very special people out in our community here in Melbourne doing some wonderful things and supporting people who really do need support. And we're joined now in the studio by Celeste, who is an occupational therapist from Scope. Scope being a not-for-profit organisation that exists to support people with physical, intellectual and multiple disabilities and to help them achieve their goals in life. Celeste, you do such an outstanding job and thank you for coming in.
Thanks
here.
Thanks so much for having me today. It's a real pleasure.
Oh, well, now you contacted
us. Pleasure having
us.
It. She smells amazing.
Yeah, I know. We all noticed that. Whatever you're rocking in the perfume department, it's amazing.
It's amazing.
But Celeste, you do. You're out there every day helping people that really need integral support to function and have a great life. Yep. And somebody that you work with closely is a lady called Melissa. Mm-hmm. Now, Melissa has a 2.5-year-old son, Mason.
Little Macy.
Has cerebral palsy.
Yeah, Macy has cerebral palsy. And he's got a variety of cerebral palsy where it's called dystonia. So he has lots of uncontrolled movements, which make it really hard for him to do what he wants. So he's really the smartest little man in the world, but his body just can't let him reach and get things and use his arms and legs the way he would like them to be used.
Wow. So his mind would be going, I want to grab that.
Yeah,
but, so you could see him trying to get it, but he can't.
Yeah, yeah. So he's just started walking in a walking frame and he's the happiest. Oh, he's so happy. But, you know, his body's just not letting him do it the way he'd like to do it.
It's... And Melissa's so lucky to have you help her because she's a single mum and she's got Jesse, who's Mason's older brother.
Yeah, and she's got two other little boys as well. So she's a single mum of four kids.
Wow.
Four children.
Yeah.
And she's been through a particularly tough time lately because Mason, he was rushed to hospital.
Yeah, Macy's been, been unwell since he was born, but over the last, 12 months that he, he's not been able to eat. And so they had to put a tube in to feed him. And just before Christmas, he pulled the tube out and so had to be rushed to hospital.
And as kids would do.
He's 2.5.
Poor little man.
Oh, I know. Mm. Oh, it's such a tough time for Melissa, particularly at the moment. And there was something that was somebody that she's obsessed with, and that's why you contacted us.
So, one of the things you learn very quickly about Melissa is when you walk into her house, there's these beautiful pictures of her beautiful children, and they're just gorgeous. But then you turn around and there are...
And there's pictures of me.
No.
Well, there's pictures of the Western Bulldogs. She's a doggy. But then you turn around and she's got these two massive, massive pictures of Pink. And she is a massive
That's a bit
Pink
like
fan.
At Thief's house. Thief's got a bit of a shrine to Pink as well.
Yeah, it's like, she's got candles, she's all over it. And so, last year when Pink announced her concert, I thought, oh, come hell or high water, this lady will get herself to a Pink concert. And when I talked to her about it, she said she can't afford it. Macy's needs, she'd rather spend the money on getting him what he needs. And just after Christmas, I went to the house and... she was telling me that Fox FM are giving away tickets to Pink, and so we couldn't turn the radio off. And so we had the radio on for the whole time. Aww. And then just as the alarmed call came out, Macy vomited everywhere. So she had to put the phone down and missed out on getting her free tickets.
Oh,
so,
don't worry. These tickets are like finding a needle in a haystack.
Oh, my goodness.
We can't even get the bloody tickets. Sorry about that. Hey, what do we call her?
Well, do you know what, Celeste? We can't have a mother in Melbourne who has a 2.5-year-old, beautiful, precious little boy like Mason suffering through what he's suffering through. We can't have her not get treated to her favourite singer.
That would be amazing.
So we have arranged a little surprise for her. Oh. And we're going to call her now.
Okay,
so she has no idea this is about to happen.
Hello.
Hi, is that Melissa?
Yes, it is.
Melissa, it's Fifi, Fev and Byron here from The Fox.
Hello.
Hi, how are you going?
Good. Melissa, we're here with a very good friend of yours, Celeste. Do you want to say hi, Celeste?
Hey.
Hi, Celeste.
How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
You're not too shabby.
You're a bit shocked at the moment, Melissa. You're thinking, what is going on?
Yeah, why is Celeste with Fifi, Fev and Byron off the radio?
Just hanging out.
Oh, my God.
Just hanging out.
Melissa, we've just been hearing about you and what an incredible mum you are. You're a single mum and you've got these beautiful children and little Macy, who's 2.5 years old. And we know that you love Pink and we couldn't have you being this amazing mother that you are without arranging a little surprise for you.
So, oh, my God.
We know you love Pink. So with your beautiful friend, we thought we'd get you two tickets to see Pink, accommodation, all transfers paid for you to go see your favourite person.
Oh, my God. Well, thank you so much.
You're going to see Pink.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, Melissa.
That is amazing.
We know you've gone through a really tough time lately and that this would make your year. And that's what life's about. You know, you love your children and you love little Macy. And Celeste, as a great friend, wanted you to be recognised and have this treat too.
Oh, my God, that is amazing. She's absolutely amazing, Celeste. She does so much for us. It's unreal.
You're right.
It's really, really good. Oh, my God, I'm going to see Pink.
We've heard about maybe like almost a shrine to Pink that's in your house. Is that true? Maybe some pictures on the walls?
Oh, I've got heaps of pictures of Pink. I absolutely adore her.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So do I. Fev, as my friend, can you contact a radio station to get me tickets?
I'm going with Melissa.
Well, Melissa, you have a wonderful day. Give our love to Mason. Give him a big cuddle for us.
Enjoy Pink.
Yeah, and have a great time at Pink.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Fev?
Yo.
I want to ask you a question because you are a connoisseur.
Yes.
You love food. You love wine. You're very, you know, you're the man I'd go to if I said, I'm in this suburb and I need to know where to go to eat or drink. So, what do you think about this? Went out for dinner on the weekend and my boyfriend and I and...
D-Man.
Yeah, D-Man.
Name check.
And anyway, went out for a nice Thai meal and the meal was great. And when the girl came and said, what would you like to order to drink? Now, I'm not a big drinker, you know that.
Yes.
But I went, I'm going to lash out tonight and get myself a mocktail. I love a mocktail.
I was actually going to say a mocktail to take the piss, but you actually ordered it.
Yeah, I did. I actually ordered a mocktail. Now,
your joke is actually what happened.
Because I like mocktails because really they're just like I grew up as a kid making spiders. So like if I you can have your soft drink. You can whack in a scoop of ice cream and have a spider.
And then feel sick for about 3 hours after, but
best.
You loved it.
How good are spiders? Yep. So it sort of takes me back to my childhood where it's just a fancy soft drink really, a mocktail.
Imagine the waitress when D-Man and Boxy go, can we get a mocktail and a side of vanilla ice cream? Oh, you kids are crazy.
Kids' birthday party. It's a date.
D-Man, want a drink with ice cream?
So I went for the Thai Delight.
Oh.
Now, the Thai Delight was, because I tasted it and I went, this is sort of just like lemonade. Like, I wasn't quite sure. I thought it's not really.
Well, like Sprite lemonade.
It would have been your Sprite.
Yeah, Sprite lemonade. No, well, this is what was in it. So it had lemonade. So that was in there. Mint. So a few little pieces of mint. Lemon. So just like fresh lemon squeezed in.
It's not much.
And then jasmine syrup. Now, I admit there was this hint of sort of jasmine-y syrup. Now, I've ended up questioning, so we've ended up getting...
So you've had a vodka lemon lime with jasmine, without the vodka.
Without vodka. But with the vodka price tag. So here's the deal. A Thai Delight will cost me $17. A lemonade, which my four-year-old daughter drank, cost $3.50. And I put both in front of her, and I said, Trix, do these... I made her close her eyes. I said, taste this one. And then I said, taste this. And I said, is this a different drink or the same drink? And she said, it's the same drink. Because it was pretty much a $17 lemonade.
Okay.
But I don't even know what jasmine syrup is. I don't, unless it's on the black market. I don't know how much that costs.
Are you asking Fev where to get it?
Well, it's like it costs $15. Because the only difference between the two drinks was $15.
Right. I'm not sure there was even jasmine in it. Because if little Trixie Box thought the same thing, it was the same one. They just went, there's two neighbours' stars. Let's just really milk them.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.